22nd of April 2017. One egg with parsley and one pav. One chapati with bhaji. One spinach egg quiche. Half a slice of carrot cake. 2 pieces of bread and butter. One mango avocado banana smoothie. One veg burger. 26th of April 2017. 2 slices of bread with fig jam and peanut butter. One mango mint banana smoothie. One handful of french fries. Half a teaspoon of cheddar. One handful of caramelized almonds. Half a chocolate walnut cookie and half a boiled egg sandwich.
Orange blossom, favorite flavor. I am tender and I'm fragrant. You can peel me little sour. I've been dripping for an hour. Little juicy, how you do me? Made for eating, so consume me. Been a wild boy, take your time, boy. Been a wild boy, take your time, boy. You be begging for my presents. Orange blossom tastes like heaven. It's not sugar, it's all natural. Eat me daily like an apple. You can chew it, you can swallow. What I do, you're gonna follow. Taste me, touch me, know you like me. Orange blossom right inside me. Orange blossom right inside me.
Cauliflower sauteed with rosemary and coriander and yogurt. Potatoes boiled with lemon and mint. One banana grilled with cardamom. 4th of May 2017. One mango turmeric yogurt lemon cardamom smoothie. 2 slices of cake with butter. Half Kalaguna chef salad. One mixed fruit smoothie. 2 Himalayan sea salt white chocolate. 2 bowl beetroot soup. I've been writing down, in some detail, the things I eat and drink every day. It was after a conversation I had with my 2 cousins about ingestion, eating, and the near constant act of putting things into our bodies. Of course, the duration and frequency of each material or object varies, but there is so much that goes in, is absorbed by, and assimilated into our corporeal systems. A sip of water, a slice of mango, a charcoal tablet, a lover's body, air, the scent of a flower. And so I started to think about consumption on a micro level, or on my level, at the scale of my body and in relation to it. In some ways, writing down what I eat is quite a natural action. My days are centered around the near-sacred processes of cooking and eating. Outside, a little boy, probably 11, skinny, in a striped t-shirt, short blue jeans. I can see him through the tall glass doors, partly hidden from the tiny mezzanine floor where I'm drinking a chai and eating a chocolate walnut cookie. I enjoy sitting here because the coffee smells fill the wooden rafters and it is warm. I also enjoy sitting here because I can avoid unwillingly listening to conversations about family members, clients, bad drivers, new diets, and upcoming holidays. The boy moves quickly because the tarmac is hot and his feet are bare. He puts a hand out to ask a woman walking by for something, but he's not really committed to the act, and I think his mind is somewhere else. I wonder, what would his food diary look like? Yeah, so I...
So you were saying, like, for instance, you know, you remember that guy?
Yeah.
I don't think you were there, but I told you, like, this dude who was sent by Tata in the mines in Arctic or something. And he came back with this project talking about iPhone and space and some bullshit like that. When he was actually being in the first role of seeing how fucked up the mining was happening in Arctic and like how they were just like absolutely like murdering the earth and the soil and just disfiguring the whole landscape. And he was like, yeah, but my project was only about talking about space and iPhone and how I put those, it was putting neon lights in that landscape, you know? He had a bunch of neon lights and it was just like putting two neon lights and making like a... And I was like, you motherfucker, like you're going there and you're bringing this back, are you serious?
But that's what I mean with so much stuff, like... You know, you can do nothing, but if you have the right medium through which to do nothing, it can become something very big. I'll go back to the act of eating. Not the act itself, but the action of recording it in my little neon pink plastic wrapped notebook. I don't often go back to the notebooks because I remember the interesting recipes either way. However, when I do, it isn't the flavors and meals that I remember as foodstuff, but the total instances. The actual food as a part of an intricate composition of emotions, flavors, acts of trade and exchange.
Honeycomb, drip amber rays of sun, the sweetness that is you. Honeycomb, and I in a humble bee that brings the pollen to your dear lips. Without a doubt, before the morning comes, I dream a bit of you. Honeycomb and several languid thoughts will surface like honeydew drops for me now. And I will feel compelled to say, honeycomb, honeycomb.
beckoning with fickle majesty. Whims are always made honeycomb, and I'm the lucky fool in courtly dress, but the jokes are all on me. And I'm reminded of your words.
All the stars burning in the sky, how can anyone see just one? All the stars burning in the sky, how can anyone see just one?
Honeycomb.
Been reduced to simply the act of gaining nutrition, and the greater context within which it exists is disregarded. Food has a communal aspect that brings individuals together and is a medium through which people enact and share cultural and traditional patterns. Furthermore, there is a deep sensual context to the acts of cooking and eating that is often forsaken.
Breadfruit. You want breadfruit? Just tell me if you want breadfruit. Breadfruit. You want breadfruit? Catch it down to them called breadfruit. Watch it down. Roast or fry, roast or fry. Catch it down. Roast or fry, roast or fry. Breadfruit. You want breadfruit? Tell me if you want roast breadfruit. See it there? Know me outline a blink. Gyal a come for the breadfruit limb. Ching a sing, everybody dancing. All gal too, me no do the man barring. Breadfruit a roast, everybody get around. Nisha says she love off the breadfruit soul. Do a ching at when this trap. Breadfruit have a raise down a toe.
I remember the meal I had when the lights went off, as Zen was teaching us how to roll gnocchi properly on the back of a fork, and as Bing was sitting in the hall, slightly drunk, I think, after an evening at Yacht. I remember stopping at a little restaurant on New Year's last year, after 4 freezing hours on a bike, as I read the entry about mistletoe, the fine black dust in my eyes and mouth, the thick layers of salt in my hair from 4 days spent at the seaside, as vividly as I remember the flavors of the soft white bread, the fresh sharp spices and the coriander sprinkled over the mistletoe. What strikes me is this play between impermanence and permanence. I eat a meal, I taste it, I feel it, engage with its forms and flavors as it interacts with my body. There's this beautiful scene in I Am Love where Tilda Swinton enacts this perfectly. Okay, it's over. The plate clean, the glass empty. My body and mind are satisfied. But though the act of the meal is over, the food is still interacting with me, and me with it. It travels through me, in the private interior space of my body. Tiny morsels of food embed themselves in the dents and crevices of my teeth, while the rest moves into my stomach, digested slowly, consistently broken down and remade into compounds, minerals, molecules, and chemicals. This relationship going? I write down after I eat, recording in details the type and quantity of food, a memoir, a proof, an epitaph. But the food is not dead, it has just changed form and is in fact me.
Form, can't you see, is so high above the knee, but I'm growing, mommy. You play basketball, don't come when I call, but I'm growing, mommy. You put doggy up so high, can you please tell me why?
But I'm growing, mommy.
Complan has all the 23 vital foods, including milk protein, that growing children need.
I'm a Complan girl. I'm a Complan boy.
Complan, complete bland food in a variety of yummy flavors.
And we love a Complan mommy.
Nutrition should not be perceived as simply the interaction between food and the human body, though. And it certainly is not just about getting a particular amount of minerals and vitamins per day. Nutrition is intrinsically tied into a larger political dimension that reveals how food flows through a system and how people can access it in a culturally relevant and equal manner. Nutrition, then, is essential to self-preservation and food sovereignty.